Joining us now on the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Brent Niemeyer of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds. Sweet Springs had a busy week this week, playing Crestridge, Santa Fe, Lone Jack, and Hogan Prep. Coach, thanks for joining us. Talk about your game against Lone Jack this week.
Played Lone Jack tonight on the road. We've kind of really been bit real hard with the injury bug, and sickness has ran through. Tonight we got it out. Played a really good game. We were down a couple starters, and really three starters from the beginning of the year. And overall, I thought we played real well throughout the game. We just didn't really – the biggest two factors for us, we just didn't really do a good job of finishing around the basket. We got good looks, just could not finish. And Lone Jack was a little bit in the same boat. The difference for them is they did a much better job of hitting the offensive glass and getting rebounds and putbacks. And when we got rebounds and putbacks, we didn't finish, and they did. And ended up losing 41-37. We were down by two with about 15 seconds to go, and we fouled. We put them on the line and got exactly what we were hoping for. They missed the free throw. Unfortunately, we didn't do a good job of holding the box out, and they got the rebound to put back, and we lost by four.
And then earlier in the week, you had a couple I-70 foes, Santa Fe and Crestridge, and Hogan Prep as well. Talk about those games. Who played well for the Greyhounds throughout the week this week?
Started off the week with Santa Fe, and that was without question probably our best overall performance against a very, very good Santa Fe team. And we felt really good going into the fourth quarter. We were down by three, 38-41 going into the fourth quarter. And against that team, honestly, that was about what we were hoping for, and gave ourselves a chance going in that fourth quarter. And even despite, being down, ended up having to foul intentionally and having to be a little aggressive and overplay on defense. We only gave up 10 points in the fourth quarter, which is great, except for the fact that we only scored 1 point. So ended up losing to a very good Santa Fe team. Michaela Malter led us with 21 points in that game, and she's always kind of been her team leader throughout the year. And Addison Snyder, our lone senior that's left, contributed seven, so gave us a chance to win there. We just couldn't close the deal, and a lot of that obviously has to do with Santa Fe. Coach Hobbs does a great job over there, and we just couldn't quite seal the deal against a really, really good team.
Coach, you mentioned you only have one senior this year. You're going into district play. What are you hoping to get out of your girls when you go to Archie on Monday to play Archie?
Well, hopefully we'll be at least back to a full squad of the ones that aren't season-ending injuries. And like I said, with us having one senior, obviously we want to keep playing just like everybody else. But I think right now, a realistic goal for us, like I told them at the end of night tonight, was to go over there. Get a first round win. I think that would be really big with us having so many girls coming back next year. Ideal, obviously, you always want to be peaking at the end of the season, and we kind of thought that we were, but just this last week, like I said, just couldn't get on a roll with having everybody there, and so it's really hard to do that when you don't have everybody healthy. I think if we can go over to Archie against a really good Archie team on their home court, put together a good game, and maybe, put ourselves in a semifinal, I think that would be a heck of an accomplishment for our girls with so many players coming back for next year.